We all need a hero. A hero is someone that we hold in high esteem. Whether it be because
Springfield High School senior Matthew Hill helps kick off things for the day-long event by reading an essay he wrote for NPR Illinois' This I Believe essay contest. He was one of the winners. His piece is about finding Black representation in pop culture as a young kid and why it was important for him.
One superhero caught my eye and spurred my imagination. His name was the Green Lantern, and he possessed the power ring that gave him the ability to use his mind as a weapon rather than his fighting abilities. While all of these superpowers are amazing and would spark the interest of anyone, one particular characteristic of the Green Lantern was the one that caught my eye. This superhero's skin was darkly complected, like me. He had hair that was jet black and tightly curled, just as mine. Seeing this representation,
Hill tells me later he'll be getting his first library card today. He's hanging out in the teen section where he's brought books to talk about. He tells me about one that profiles a Black woman who is finally getting recognition for her contributions to science. She died in 1951 of cancer. Before she passed, her cells were taken without her consent.
The mortal life of Henrietta Lacks is about a woman, Henrietta Lacks, whose cancer cells were regenerated in a lab, and now there's a billion of her cells all around the world in different science labs that are studied everywhere. And it kind of talks about how to be immortal even after death.
Stories like these, unveiling the contributions of Black people, many of which often go overlooked, is what today is all about, says Elizabeth Bukta, the communications manager for the Lincoln Library. We chat inside a room where there are many tables set up with books.
This table says Black Joy. There are a lot of different things on the table, but here's one, Mama Rock's Rules, Rose Rock, Chris Rock's mother, on raising successful children. So that's a joy, I think. Here is an interesting one. It's called Lemon Swamp and Other Places, and it's a Carolina memoir. And this one is about growing up in Charleston and the struggles of women in society.
In this room, there's a lot of signs just to tell people what events are going on throughout the day, and also a few with some messages on them. Tell us maybe what's on the middle one.
Well, the sign says, artist, activist, author. Be all three. Open a book and find your inspiration. The inspiration actually for the sign, my original idea for this was to gather those people together in one room. Then I realized we're all of those. So hopefully it's just there to remind us that we each have that power if we are willing to learn and share and open a book and share what we find in there. So it's really just meant to kind of frame the conversation.
One of the authors with his work on display is this man.
Pastor Samuel W. Hale, Jr. I'm pastor at Zion Missionary Baptist Church here in Springfield, Illinois.
One of his books is called Adventures of the Soul.
It's a self-reflection of selected souls, biblically based, but one of the things that we seek to do in this writing is to get some reflections of what the soul has to say about itself.
Pastor Hale says about the read-in.
This opportunity to highlight Black authors and Black works is very important.
Bukta says the library is the perfect place to help the cause of Black History Month.
I think it's just like a post-it note to remind us to actually talk about it, but really Black history is every day.
I ask her if anyone has taken issue with the fact some of the signs up today urge people to be activists.
The library is not a neutral space. It's an educational space. We do not try and shoehorn anybody into any conclusions, but we do provide access to knowledge. You know, if you're moved to do something with that knowledge, then I think you're an activist.
Other events of the day include a community portrait taken by the local newspaper. There's an art project, a family movie, and a conversation on what it means to be natural. Bukta seems eager to keep these conversations going with similar events in the future. And these days especially, there's a call for people to get more involved with their local public libraries and help spread the message that knowledge is power. I'm Rachel Otwell.